This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Darren Revelle joins us each and every week. He's brought to you by the Action Network. If you're looking for an edge, download the free Action Network app. Get live odds, expert analysis for every game. We welcome our good friend Darren Revelle on with us right now. Darren, Happy New Year. Great to have you as always. And I was excited that we were going to get to talk today because I feel like you are one of, if not the most ideal person to put into perspective David Stern's role in not just the NBA, but the overall world of sports business. Where does Stern, who passed away yesterday at age 77, stack up for you in the category of sports business icons?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you got to remember that the NBA kind of jumped ahead of the NFL for a little bit in between, let's say, so the strike was 87, you know, like 89 to 93, I would say, you know, it was baseball and the NBA and then in the NFL, you know, and I think, you know, he saw the world first. And you know, everyone says, oh, basketball's a global sport. Well, yeah, kind of, but he was the one who did the McDonald's games in Europe. And I mean, he did so much with making sure that, you know, the world saw the NBA. And, you know, it wasn't about, you got to remember when he started in 84, I mean, in the early 80s, the finals were tape delayed. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to go all the way back there and be like, oh my God. So he saw the stars and he made the stars bigger. So I always say, you know, everyone says, oh, well, it was Bird and Magic and Dr. J and into Jordan. But it's like, you know, without him, you know, the NBA was in serious trouble. There were like 8 teams for sale when he took over. And there was a massive drug problem. I mean, massive, that some people forget about. So he's up there. The other thing that I loved about him was, you know, when he didn't like something you wrote or said, he had his way. And I shared it on Twitter yesterday about, you know, when I wouldn't stop talking about the synthetic basketball that they brought out in 2006 that Steve Nash had cut his hands. And, you know, obviously that failed very quickly, but I wouldn't stop talking about it. And then he sent me a basketball that says, you know, didn't know what to do with this model. So I signed it and sent it to you, which is obviously like a jab. And the other thing that I, you know, I have a love for information, and David definitely had a love for information. He loved, before Twitter and before it was easy to read up on things and before the world was as small as it is today, he loved to shock people with what he knew about the world. And it wasn't just about telling people about it. It was what he knew that he then used to his advantage.
Is he the greatest commissioner in the history of sports?
Well, you know, some people on the negative side will say, well, why did he stop the Chris Paul trade? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I would say everyone's had their faults, but I think he is number one. I think the only one who could come close, I would say, would be Pete Rozelle, because he navigated, but it was an entirely different time. So I think Stern is number one because he kind of ushered in, you know, modern day sports marketing and sports business and contributed to it.
I'm going to say Julius Caesar because of both the gladiator stuff and also the ancient Olympics. Best commissioner
and a great,
of all
time. And a great salad too. I mean, I love anchovies.
He doesn't get enough credit for that. It really
no,
is.
No.
For the delicious
it's an excellent
salad.
Point, Darren
Revelle. I have a Caesar rule at restaurants. If you spell Caesar wrong, if you spell C-E-A-S-S-S-A-R, I will not only will I not eat the Caesar, I won't eat at the restaurant because I'm convinced there's like rats in the kitchen.
I feel like you would tweet out a picture of the menu of them spelling it that way too.
I just if you can't get that right, come on.
In fairness, it's hard. It never feels right. I feel like I know, but the A before the E just doesn't make
looks
any.
Like Caesar.
It
make, yeah.
You know what, though? Caesar Romero. You're going to forget to, if you can't spell right, then you're going to forget to put, you know, Worcestershire sauce or egg in it. So, you know, it all leads to one place.
It's attention to detail. It's the it's the green M&Ms of the Bruce Springsteen whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
So, one of the points of discussion right now is the world awaits Tua Tagovailoa's pronouncement of whether he's going to stay or whether he's going to go. Darren, this is a situation which I feel is unique, obviously, compared to a lot of other ones where Peyton Manning decided to stay. But hey, Peyton Manning can go get an insurance policy if he gets injured or whatnot. Tua's already injured, and I would imagine at this point it's impossible for him to go get an insurance policy, isn't it?
Well, he could get an insurance. First of all, he doesn't have loss of value, which I've, you know, covered. I broke that story. So that's one. So if he goes from 1 to 12, you know, this year he doesn't really benefit from it. Two, yes, you're right. If he re-injures himself, and it's the same injury, he cannot get insurance for that. I would say that one thing that's different about Tua is his parents are very religious. And from what I've been able to gather, they're kind of, and I'm not saying there's anything negative about this, but they are, you know, if it is to be, it is to be people.
Mm. Yeah.
Which means that they handle what happened a little bit better. And they might handle the future different from others who do not act that way.
You mean from like us normal money grubbing people.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. So when I did a poll, I think I got about 25,000 votes yesterday on Twitter. Once he said he would announce on the 6th, and you know, 69%, 70% said they think he should go.
Nice.
I'm sure Nick Saban will tell him that NFL teams. Don't think he's in the top four rounds of the draft, but it's a joke. Horrible joke. 2020. That's par for the course for me.
I disagree. Darren Revelle, Action Network, joining us for his weekly visit. So you're in the handicapping world now. I guess handicap it. What do you think? A, what do you think Tua's decision will be? B, if he were to go pro, where would you handicap he winds up falling in the draft?
Well, what I mean, the guys who really know, like McShay, says he's now the 12th best. He could have been the first best. You know, you got to look at the teams that need quarterbacks. I don't think that he will be taken first over Joe Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
I do think he falls behind Justin Herbert. So, you know, I mean, we're talking he would be the third quarterback taken. But what I just said about the family and the parents and their philosophy throws a wrench into all of this. It's almost like the Masters. Like, it's like, what's their problem? They don't want to earn any money. They don't want to sell tickets to the public. They only want three sponsors. We have a hard time dealing with people who are against, you know, American capitalism,
yep.
as you guys just said, money grubbing. But that is what makes this harder to handicap, and why I wouldn't be shocked if he comes back.
Yeah, Darren Revelle joining us on the show. Speaking of handicapping, speaking of college football, handicapping these bowl games and guys going pro. Have the odds makers been able to get their arms around how to quantify this phenomenon that's really sort of sprouted up in the last 2 or 3 years of guys sitting out games for draft purposes?
Yeah, it's very difficult. I think the one thing that hasn't changed is you've always had odds makers try to come up with how motivated are these teams who are playing. And I think it was completely blown last night as my betting was blown on Baylor. Where you're like, okay, there's a couple guys missing on Georgia. They're not really motivated. They're disappointed. They're in the Sugar Bowl. They're, you know, they have 17 players missing.
Yeah.
And it was just like, you know, and Baylor's going to want it more. And it could be Matt Rhule, their coach's last game. He's going to go to the NFL, to the Jets, wherever he's going. Right. But the speed of Georgia, even from the second and third team, was unreal. So that's it's very hard. You know, you're having 22 players, you have 22 starters, and, you know, one guy is gone. It makes it difficult, too, because you're also leaping over conferences. And so it is very difficult to handicap these bowl games. It is a significant challenge for the handicappers and for bettors, too. You know, I mean, a lot of people like Baylor, yes. Baylor money line.
Yep.
I mean, God. Their third string quarterback, Zeno, you know, looked great. It's very difficult. It's tough to bet.
No doubt. Darren, last one before we let you go. Is there a Fade Revell playoff pick?
Oh, there is. I just filmed it. if Carson Wentz throws for more than 270.5 passing yards and he's averaging 300. I was arguing with the guys from PointsBet. I'm like, can you move that up a little bit? I feel like you're trying to make me lose every week. it's just not like I'm going to be faded in 2020. Like as in not living. So if he throws for more than 270.5 passing yards against Seattle, I will shave an Eagles logo into my head. And I hate the Eagles.
But that's only painful mentally and psychologically. At least it's not painful physically, like getting tennis balls whacked at you by Andy Roddick.
Yeah, the waxing has my back waxing has had the longest effect.
Okay.
My back is still like itching from that.
So
like,
that went down, huh? You ended up losing that Fade Revell bet where you had to get your back waxed?
I lost that. I was on vacation in Miami and had to take all three of my kids. They're like in the room. We did it live on Twitter. We had like 80,000 people watching my back getting waxed.
It's unbelievable.
Is that the most? Yeah. There's nothing worse than your children seeing you cry. Too.
Yeah. Did your
children? I actually thought that they were gonna like literally cry, but they were laughing, which helped a little bit.
Tears of joy watching Dad get his back waxed. That's
funny. But I did tell the kids, I go, if we're doing this for 52 weeks in 2020, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
How can we come? And you know what? I would just ask, and I don't normally do this. I kind of hope the Texans take care of the Bills, because I know if the Bills last week after week, they're going to want me to jump through a table.
Yes.
And that I could literally break my back. I am meant. I was put on this earth to be hurt on simple things like that, and that is just so. Go Texans.
Go Texans. There it is. Darren Revell.
Purely selfish reasons.
That's it. Action Network. If you're looking for an edge, download the free Action Network app. It's a great app. Get live odds, expert analysis for every game. Darren, we'll do it again next week. Thanks, as always. Happy New Year.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks.
Okay, take care.
Darren Revell joining us. I enjoy Darren Revell.
I think, I'm worried that he's going to become like Steve-O from Jackass.
Yeah.
One thing, if you have to weekly go through that kind of pain, at some point it's tempting to medicate.
Yeah.
to have the courage to do it and then also to get through the pain afterwards.
Yeah. At least this one is just shaving something into your head. That doesn't hurt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.